Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Funny that I should follow on from talking to Liz about, can I say his name again? I'm enjoying his name. Rodolfo de Jesus Moreno, 35, of Kenmare. He's before the court on a number of different charges, including insurance. Greg is in Brisbane. Greg, good evening to you, sir. You have a story to tell us about trying to insure a motorbike here, even though you have a full and clean driver's license from Australia. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. I love the way that name rolled off your tongue there. It was pretty good. we've had a bit of an effort to try and get insurance for a motorcycle. We've got a couple of bikes sitting in Ireland, and we like to go travelling. And there's been a bit of a change with what's presented to you as a customer of the insurance companies, and we're now finding it very difficult to get access to a driving license. Not a driving license, but an insurance policy.
So tell me the story. You came to Ireland and you bought these two bikes because you planned to stay some time here, yeah?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people travel through Ireland, be it camper vans or motorcycles or whatever, you know, and there's many of us scattered around the world that, you know, kind of call Ireland home through parents and grandparents and all. So this is somewhere we like to go to, Ireland, and visit family and then, you know, step onto the continent and have a bit of a tour around, you know, the older world as compared to Australia. So anyway, we tried to get insurance and have failed after approaching several insurance companies. We then had to follow a process which is supposedly a guarantee to get an offer of a quote. And that's the declined cases, which is a place that the Insurance Council of Ireland looks after.
So when no one will insure you, you go to them and they'll see why you can't get it. But now you both have full clean driver's licenses and international driving permits, and yet you weren't allowed to insure a car here.
No. So we went through the decline process, and even with that, they've said, no, you don't have an Irish full license, therefore we're not even going to enforce them to provide you with a quote. I mean, I wouldn't mind if they said, okay, you've got to pay €1,000 or whatever to get your insurance for a four-week period or something. At least give us the option. You know, it's supposed to be mandatory that every vehicle in Ireland has insurance.
Yeah.
Yet we're not allowed. We're not offered the opportunity. And if we happen to take that vehicle on the road, we're looking at a fine up to €5,000, you know, and at the discretion of the court, imprisonment.
And ironically, if you came here, Greg, and rented either a car or rented motorbikes, you would be fully insured on your Australian credentials.
Not a problem. It's not a problem at all. So, I just feel it's ludicrous that, you know, my current driver's license, the Australian driver's license, is accepted as valid in Ireland for a period of 12 months before I have to take further action, which would be to try and get a permanent one, because we also have an agreement with Ireland, the Australian government, in that I can just provide my Australian license and they'll swap it straight over for an Irish license. Nothing else to do. No tests, no queries, nothing. So that's a bit bizarre as well, you know.
Yeah, well, my daughter and her boyfriend have just gone to Melbourne for a year, and I'd said they weren't there. They weren't there 72 hours, and they bought themselves a little car and got insurance sorted. It's easy as peasy.
As does just about every Irishman in their, the way that they come across the border over here. Good luck to them. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, but you could come here for up to 12 months, drive rented vehicles on your Australian license, no problem at all.
Correct.
But you can't buy a vehicle here and insure it on your Australian. Yes. That makes no sense to me, Craig.
That's correct. I can bring my own vehicle. I can bring my own vehicle from Australia, ship it over to Ireland, but I can only ride it for 12 months.
Yeah.
And then it has to leave Ireland. I don't know whether, you know, a quick trip up to Belfast would do that, but,
I think it does, actually, now that you mention it. You'll be leaving the EU there. You actually could go to Belfast. I think you actually... But it just shows up how daft it all is. Greg, what is your Irish connection, sir?
My father was born up at Kilray, and... He served his time in the army during the World War II, and after the war he emigrated to Australia and met my mother, and here I become. So that's mine. I actually have an Irish passport as well. So I'm an Irish national, so to speak.
How did that come about? You clearly spend a lot of time here, do you?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's not that I spend a lot of time there, but I do go there and visit when I can. I've got a lot more time on my hands now because I'm retired, but, it's a beautiful country and I love it, yeah. But, if we can't access, well, put it this way, we've bought our motorcycles, no trouble at all, and to rent a motorcycle for, like, we're planning on a 5-week trip, in August this year, get any clarity on the insurance, we're going to have to hire a motorbike, and that will cost us probably around $14,000 Australian. and that's
about about 10,000 euro, isn't it?
To purchase those two bikes. Yeah, well, it's like a euro's worth about 60. An Australian dollar is worth about 60 euro pence or
cents. Yeah, 60 cents, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's one of the places, I think, I don't want to mention names or anything, but one of the places was going to cost $22,000 to rent it for 5 weeks. So, yeah, you got to shop around.
Have you thought at all about dealing with a broker over here?
We have, as a group, because we started a bit of a chat line on WhatsApp, and as a group, someone from within the insurance market has sort of taken up our challenge and has been going to the industry to try and get some interest from someone, to take us on as a product or an offering or something, as a group, I guess. I'm not too sure on the nuts and bolts of that.
Okay. Someone's on the phone here, Greg, with something that might or might not have come up for you, but it sounds like you've been very thorough trying to do this. I think the reason he can't get insurance is, according to this caller, he has no Irish address. If you read through the application's fine print, you'll see something like the proposer must be resident in Ireland at a recognised address for more than 30 days.
If it states that I have to be a resident, then yes, I'm not a resident.
Oh, it's not saying 3 days here. Hold on. But you have a passport. You have an Irish passport, for pity's sake.
Yes, I do. And I also have plenty of family where I could go and camp on one of their front lawns if I like, for 6 months. But that's a bit of a stretch for something that supposedly is mandatory in the country. If it was a choice, you can take out insurance. Well, you don't have to. In Australia, you don't have to take out. But I'm not saying that's the best option. The best option is everyone should have insurance. But where it's stated that it's mandatory, yet we're not going to offer it to you because you're an Aussie, I don't take it very well.
No. I wouldn't blame you. Given that the Irish in Australia, the tens of thousands of them out there, not just living there, but out there on visas, can just do a little bit of paperwork and drive. Yeah.
There's 2.5 million people in Australia that claim to have Irish ancestry.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few.
Yeah, and there's over 23,000 people out there at the moment on 12 to 2 year visas, all of whom can drive.
Yes, absolutely.
And get insurance.
It's not so well.
Crazy. Yeah. It's daft.
Yeah. So that's where we're at, but we just can't get someone to offer us a package. Even there must be a risk versus dollars amount that an insurance company wages up. They must say, okay, well, this guy's a risk, let's offer him €2,000 for a year and see if he takes it up.
Well, we've got some very good contacts on the show, Greg. With you say you're coming back in August, we've got some very good contacts on the show, one of whom I spoke to only yesterday, and you'd never know if we could magic something up for you.
Look, it's the last it'll be the last thing I do is make that decision that I have to go and hire a bike. But my partner's quite short. She struggles trying to find a bike that suits. We spend a lot of time trying to find the right bike for her, and we purchased one, and that's what she will ride if we get the opportunity to come over and insure our bikes. And it's a perfect little bike for her. But you can't hire one. There's no way in the world you'll get one. It'll be a bit of a challenge, and she'll be riding a bike that's probably going to cost us $2,500 if it falls over.
That's crazy, Greg. And moreover, since you're a citizen and holding a passport and all that, we will make some calls over the next while. Stay in touch with Emer and Fergal, and we will make some calls over the next while to see if anything can be done. Good to make your acquaintance, Greg. Speaking to us from Brisbane this morning, due back in Ireland in August, and you've heard his story. We'll podcast it later. It makes no sense, but we'll check things out and see what can be done.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.